Rifle squad, shoulder, arms. Both squads, order, arms.
Private Hugh Washington Mills, nicknamed Wig, was buried in Tampa's Woodlawn Cemetery in 1919 after passing away at the home of his daughter. But his grave had no marker, and after time, the family lost track of records. Then Sandy Benitez began her search for another relative, her mother's grandfather.
Because they were never sure where he was buried. And they used to go look for him all the time on the weekends, couldn't find out. So nowadays you have internet, you have computer and stuff, so we were able to find out where he was buried, and then we found his father.
With the help of Tammy Inman, a genealogy hobbyist, the two found the burial site of John Morgan Mills buried in Claremont, but they also uncovered documents about his father, Sandy's great-great-grandfather.
Hugh here, the Confederate soldier.
Before her research, Sandy had no idea her great-great-grandfather had fought in the Civil War. He was a private in Company E, 7th Georgia Infantry in the Confederate States of America. The documentation she and Tammy found revealed a lot about the man.
He was shot through the lung, survived.
Shot through the bowel, shot through the leg.
So he fought Manassas, Bull Run first, fought the second Manassas, and a whole list of other places that he fought. Get recovered and go right back out again.
He was born in Georgia. Had a wife, had five children. They all grew up. He got done there. He came down here, got another wife, had three more children.
It wasn't until 1958, when Congress pardoned Confederate service members, that VA benefits, like providing grave markers, were extended to Confederate soldiers. But Tammy knew about the benefits through her genealogy work.
If you have the right documents to prove that there's not a marker, it's not an easy process. You've got an application that's got to be filled out by three different people. You've got to provide his pension records, his death certificate, his obituary was included, all of the medical records were included. I mean, it was a very thick packet.
They were good pension papers, too.
And they were good
pension papers. We got lucky they had good pension papers.
Yeah. Years of background work brought together dozens of family members on a bright, sunny Sunday to dedicate the headstone of the once unmarked grave of Wig Mills.
Rifle squad. Come to the ready. Aim. Fire. Recover.
Also there, dressed in Confederate uniforms carrying battle flags and rifles, were members of Sons of Confederate Veterans from Tampa. While Wayne Sweat played the banjo, a member of the Color Guard approached the grave, took a tiny sip from a canteen, and then poured the remaining liquid on the grave.
If we got a drink from the canteen, we wanted to be sure that the old soldier got a drink. And it's a very touching and moving ceremony.
Well, you choked up a little bit. What does it mean to you?
I just get choked up a little bit about it when we honor these old guys.
A member of the Sons of Confederate Veterans, Sweat believes there are hundreds of Confederate soldiers like Private Mills in unmarked graves throughout Florida. He'd like to get headstones for all of them. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.